Assalamualaikum. Welcome to a new lesson of Sondos from Salis, your Arabic teacher. If you have ever taken an Arabic course, you probably learned the phrase ممكن لحظة من فضلك or ممكن لحظة for politely asking someone to wait for a very short period of time. Phrases using لحظة are useful for formal situations, but in everyday conversational Egyptian Arabic, they can sound unnatural. So here are the informal ways to ask people to wait for a very short time. Informal expressions like these make your Egyptian Arabic sound more relaxed and conversational. For example, number one, which is bas diya. Number two, bas sanya. Number three, shwaya. Shwaya. Okay? Also, you can say iddini diya or iddini Sanya, okay? Iddini, it means give me a minute, give me a second. And by the way, you can find people that are going to say iddini dqiqtin, 2 minutes. Iddini thalath daqiq, 3 minutes. Iddini 5 minutes. Iddini khamas daqiq. Iddini 10 daqiq, okay? No one say iddini 6 daqiq. No one say iddini 4 daqiq. Why? I don't know. Just people say it like that way, okay? Okay, examples for that. Imagine you are at work, sitting at your desk writing an email. You need a very short time, somewhere between 10 seconds and 1 minute to finish it, okay? Your colleague approaches and asks you a question. You want to tell him that you can help as soon as you are finished. So, for example, your colleague, he said, "Hey, can you help me with this copy machine? The papers jumped again." So you can answer like, "Just a second, I just need to finish this email," right? So in Arabic, you can say, "بس ثانية أنا محتاج أخلص الإيميل ده." One more time. بس ثانية أنا محتاج أخلص الإيميل ده. Or you can say also اديني ثانية اديني ثانية أنا محتاج أخلص الإيميل ده. Or also you can say ثانية أنا محتاج أخلص الإيميل ده. So ثانية أنا محتاج أخلص الإيميل ده. This is fast, right? Yes. We say it like that way. So slowly it will be ثانية أنا محتاج أخلص الإيميل ده. And which is funny, we say الإيميل about this email, الإيميل ده. Okay? Okay, also, for example, your colleague, he said, "Hey, we are about to order lunch from Falafel," for example, restaurant. "Do you want anything?" So you can answer like, "Just a second, I'm almost done here," right? So in Arabic, you can say, "ثانية أنا قربت أخلص." Okay? "شوية أنا قربت أخلص." Okay, so أنا قربت أخلص. Okay, so noting that in each example, you give your colleague a reason for the delay, right? You can say, "I'm almost done here. I'm about to finish. I would like to finish this email," and so on, right? Needing to wait can feel inconvenient for the person who wants your attention. Giving someone a reason for conveniencing them is a way to soften the blow in Egyptian Arabic. Of course, in face-to-face situations, the other person will often be able to see why you need a little bit of time, right? So you don't have to give the reason. Your friendly tone of voice and body language will be polite enough. However, if you are using these phrases on the phone, where the other person can't see what you are doing, it's more important to give a reason for the inconvenience. So, for example, colleague on phone, he said, "Hey, could we meet up this week to go to somewhere?" You can say, "Sure, just give me a second, let me do something." You can simply say, "أكيد, بس اديني ثانية أجيب a notebook to write that thing," for example. Okay? I hope you have enjoyed learning this informal ways to say "one moment, please." Have fun using them. Don't forget to subscribe and follow. See you next lesson. Masalama.